You know, I believe everybody has this void that in the lifetime they're going to try to fit it up, to kind of like close it up. Now, this is where you see the people tend to seek for a sense of fulfillment, you know, in sort of strange spaces, trying to just fill up this void. And I want to regard this void in every man as a God void, you see. That it's only a space that then God can fill up. Only his size can perfectly fit in this void and close it up, you know, and sort of give man this sense of fulfillment. For some time now, I've been battling with questions of trying to find out the essence of life, trying to find out the meaning of life, you know. Going to sleep, I'm just there because I'm not sure this is the way I'm even going to wake up. I'm gonna see the light of the day tomorrow, you know. Not like I'm living in doubt, but just of these moments where I'm trying to find out, like, wait a minute, what exactly is the true meaning of life? What's the true essence of life? You go to work hard, you know, you go to plan for this and that, and you even have no idea what the next minute actually holds. You're just gonna be in this moment, planning and feeling good, you know, loving the moment. And I ain't saying all this to sort of take away from the beauty of the moments that life then offer to all of us. But then the reality is that you're gonna be in that space. You're gonna work hard. You try to, you know, build a reputation. You know, you're gonna try to develop this and that. And you're just gonna be there in the blindness of the moment, I'm gonna call it. And like I say, I ain't taking away from the moment that life can then afford each one of that. So this is not to take away from the fact that we've got to savor the moment, we've got to, you know, enjoy the bliss of the moment. Matter of fact, life is actually this very moment that you and I live, this very moment that you have with your friends, this moment that you have with your partner, this moment that you have with your sister, with your dad, with your mom. That's a definition. That's not exactly the definition of life, but that's life. Because then, I don't think there's any logical explanation or, you know, a logical tag to what then life is, you know. I say this because remember in studying out, I spoke about this void that everybody has. And so you see that then people then try to resort to drugs, trying to resort to, you know, well, quite destructive behavior. Just, you know, in an effort to try to fill this void. And it's not all the time that you're going to resort to destructive behavior. You're gonna find yourself in spaces where then you begin to then question, I mean, the deity. You begin to question the integrity of Jesus, the reality of the Holy Spirit. You know, the essence of the relevance of the church. You get to have those moments where you're not just because you're searching for something that no human mind can offer to you. So because the searching sort of gets overwhelming. I don't know whether you've been at that space before, but I've been there. And if you've not, you're probably going to be there, you know. But I've been there where you're just searching. You're trying to find something. You're trying to find meaning in something. And you're going to read all the books that you can afford to read. But there's just that, you know, emptiness that you're still going to feel. Like, there's just that sense of, you know, unfulfillment that you're just going to feel. And as much as you try to search for the meaning of this and that, the meaning of this and that, especially then when your life, you know, hits, you know, it's sort of a moment of a roller coaster of some sort, you know. So you're going to start, you're going to be tempted then to question the deity. You're going to be tempted to question the integrity of Jesus Christ, the reality of the Holy Spirit, you know, the relevance of the church, you know. So that moment of searching then takes you to that space. And other people, that moment of searching then takes them to the space where then they begin to, you know, resort to drugs, some destructive behavior. So it's not that when you hit that moment, if you're a believer, it's not to mean that I mean, God has left you, you know, or God ain't happy with you. That the Christians that are trying to be politically correct are probably going to consider that as a case. But you know, even in moments where somebody that walked with God before and they started searching for answers, which probably they didn't find, and then because the searching sort of created a void that lifted off, you know, the space of the Holy Spirit in their hearts, and then you find them resorting to drugs. In as much as that space, that void still remains in them, it does not exactly suggest that God left. Even in your moment where you're feeling the emptiness, God is present. God is there. You know, God is there with you. You're going to have that void, but He's there waiting, because then He wants you to, you know, invite Him to, you know, fill that space. So in then trying to find the meaning of life, I ain't trying to lose in a lot of thoughts. So in then trying to find the meaning of life, and then trying to find a definition to what really, really, really life is. You know, this life you call waking up today, planning that you're going to be flying to a different city tomorrow. Then the following day, you get a news that your sister just lost a child, you know, and everything changes right in that moment. This is the reality of this life. You know what I'm saying? You pray that you wanted a child, and of course you get to have this baby. You know, 4 months down the line, the baby passes away. This is the reality of this life. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of crazy stuff has been happening around. You know, a lot of crazy stuff that you can't explain. You can't make sense out of it. You know, you work hard. You work hard today, you know, and you're almost hitting your prime. The next thing we hear that the dude is no more. What's the logical explanation to that reality? You know, and it's now or never that we come to terms with the fact that, you know what? Man is going to try to give meaning to life, wealth, you know, fame, you know, fortune, you know, a great society status might in some degree sort of seem like they give this life, that the reality of this life, some sort of meaning. None of that does that, I promise you. You know, have a conversation with the people that then worked so hard to get to the top. Have a conversation with the people that worked so hard, you know, to just, you know, get that paper, and ask them, when you got the paper, did that paper close up the void? If they're going to be honest with you, they're telling you, you know what, the void felt more bigger and deeper. Because you know what, none of this stuff actually give a full essence to life, or rather, you know, give life its very full meaning. In the moment you will feel the bliss of that, you know, of that dollar in your account, you know, the fame or the fortune, of the glory in your society, in your community, but it's just for a moment, man. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like a commercial. That stuff is short-lived. So you're gonna be in the bliss, you're gonna be in the moment, and before you know it, you're back at it, still feeling empty, still feeling like there's gotta be more. What is it? You know, you're going back to the search. Like, man, what is it? I thought if I'm going to hit on Jesus, I thought if I'm going to hit on the church, I thought if I'm going to hit on the Holy Spirit, you know, I'm going to have this sense of, you know, boldness, like, yo, everybody's scared to critic the works of the Lord. Everybody's scared to critic Jesus. But man, I got the confidence to just like say it out to everybody that God ain't real. You know, the church and nursery, you know what I'm saying? But you can do all that, but I promise you, it's just a cycle, man. You come back to a point where you started, and you'll be like, wait, I actually went all round through the cycle, and I'm back at it, because I thought, like, if I go round, I'm only getting better and better and better. You might feel like that, but then the reality is that you're on that circle, and you're eventually coming back to your starting point, and you ain't coming back to the starting point feeling any different. You're coming back to the starting point still feeling weak, still feeling lost, still feeling broken, still feeling empty. After you get all you got all through the circle, you got the fame, you got the fortune, you got the status, you got the dollar, you got the culture, you got everything through the circle. But I promise you, you're still going back and coming and reaching back to the starting point. Unfortunately, some people actually don't even get a chance to get back to the starting point. Some people actually end up losing their lives while in the circle, you know, while on the path. This this sacred path, you know what I'm saying? But everybody that is trying to find a sense of meaning, everybody that is trying to find a sense of fulfillment outside God, man, I promise you, they're just going around this circle, and they're getting back to the starting point. Some are fortunate enough to actually get back to the starting point, but some are quite unfortunate. I know it, we're going to consider that unfortunate, but then there's some people that then don't actually get a chance to get back to the starting point. And you know, most people that actually manage to go around the circle, get the fame, get the status, get the girls, you know, get the money, you know, get the fame and whatnot, and they still get back to where they started and they're still feeling empty. Now they ask, wait a minute, what's the meaning of life? I've seen it all. I have it all. Look at my bank account. Look at my garage. But why am I still feeling empty? Why am I still feeling this void? And the next question is, what then is the essence of life? What's the meaning of life? That is a defining moment. What is the essence of life? And it's in that moment that becomes a moment of light for some people. And sad enough, that also becomes a moment that then the enemy, the devil, then takes advantage of and then claims the life, the soul of these innocent people. But God is still merciful. And even the time that you're going around the circle, he didn't leave you. He was there with you. And he was there waiting for you, you know. And he was there waiting for you. Going around the circle, getting the fame, getting the status, getting the money, getting the girls, getting the cars and everything. And then eventually when they get to the starting point, they still feel broken, feel empty, you know, feel worthless. Ask them, they're going to tell you. And now when they ask the question, what is the meaning of life? Because man, I got it all, but man, I still feel sad. I ain't happy, man. I'm scared. I can't feel no peace, man. What's going on? I got all the money that I thought I needed. Man, I still feel empty. What's the meaning of life? And the next thought is, life got no meaning. What's the point of me being here? And the next thing is, they want to take their lives. And now that's when the spirit of suicide comes in. Like, yo, the spirit of suicide is coming whispering, and yo, see, man, you got it all. You know, you got it all, but man, look at you. You ain't happy, man. You're still broken. You're still empty. What else are you going to attempt to search for? What else are you going to live for? You know, it's in that moment that the spirit of suicide is then whispering these nasty thoughts. And unfortunately, there are people that then this spirit of suicide just overcomes them. And they just resort to take their lives, and it ends there. But I promise you, the fame, the status, the reputation, the empire that we're all trying to build, none of that will count in giving life meaning. Because, man, I've had these questions a couple of times, and I'm glad, man, I figured it out. For me, this is a moment for me, man, because I'm just glad, man, that I found out God gives life meaning. God gives life meaning. Nothing else does. God makes a difference in a man's life, man. Get all you can. You know, work as hard as you can. But don't forget, none of that stuff is ever going to give your life meaning. Only God will. There's a void in everybody's heart, and it's only God that can fill the void. It's only God that can fill the space, man. See, we're all gonna die at the end of the day. The income is that we're all gonna die. We can work hard today. We can build a reputation. We can build everything that we can afford to build while we walk the earth. But none of the stuff is following us to the grave. We ain't going with none of that stuff. We ain't going with none of that dollar. We ain't going with none of that money. We ain't going with all none of our girls, man. We ain't going back with none of that. You know, with everything is sitting down, man, we all gonna die, and we're gonna have to meet God. You see what I'm saying? We all gonna meet God. We're gonna have to meet God. So at the end of the day, you see that, man, life, this life, man, it's all about God, man. I'm glad I just came to terms with this fact, and I ain't looking for nothing further, man. I'm looking for God. I wanna find God. I wanna discover who God is, and I wanna walk with Him. You know what I'm saying? I want to walk with Him, man, because I know that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? This world, man, it's temporal, man. This place is going to pass away. You know, all the fame, you know, you're going down. People are going to forget about you. They're probably going to talk about you 3-4 years after your passing. I mean, before you know it, you're going to have to, you know, remind somebody. Y'all remember that dude? Oh man, he not here. And then go remember you and start crying. Oh man, dude is not here. Man, I feel like I ain't doing nothing. I'm just gonna sit here for 10 months and I'm gonna just sit here for like 2 weeks, just sit doing nothing, just, you know, trying to remember this dude. Nobody's doing that. So you see that this life here, if you're gonna leave this life only chasing fame, only chasing status, oh man, it's gonna be quite a frustrating journey. And I don't wish that for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So in as much as going to chase that paper, that sense of fulfillment, that sense of worthiness, that sense of importance in your community, in your society, in your family, make sure you don't do it outside God, because God gives this life meaning. There's no logical explanation as to the meaning of life, because what are you gonna tell me? What's the meaning of spending the whole night planning for something revolutionary? You know, what's the meaning of spending, you know, years and years planning for this amazing community transformation, and just when your body gets started with the work, you know, you get a doctor's report that, you know, you only got 2 months to leave. And see, the reality of that does not question the integrity of God. Man, it doesn't question the integrity of God. Whether that's the reality, God still remains God, man. He still remains God. And man, I say this from a place of experience, man. I've walked this road before, man. So I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. And I'm so passionate about this because, man, I want people to get it, man. You see, God makes a difference, man. And I just want to walk with this God, man. I just want to find this God. And I pray that people out there are going to find this God, because God makes a difference, man. The money, you're going to get the money. You're going to get the status. You're going to get the fame. And I promise you, eventually there'll come a time that there's gonna be a void that only God can fill, you know, and people are gonna attempt to explain life, you know, some logical explanation to it, but that's all short-lived, you know, and it doesn't make a cut. That the only difference, you know, is God. God makes the big difference. God makes a cut, and it gives life meaning. I've been trying to explain the reality of a lot of stuff that I've seen, you know, over the few years that I've walked the earth. I've tried. I read a lot. I mean, I ain't found nothing that makes sense, that actually makes sense to the reality of life on earth here. Just the reality of life, man. Like, nothing makes sense. But only the fact that this life is about God. It's a, you know, should be Paul that says, for me, in him I live and have my being in Christ, in God. You know, Paul says, for me to live is Christ. You know, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. You know, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul? So losing your soul, and man, that's a whole lot of sermon for, you know, that you're probably gonna have to get at some church or something. I am preaching out of that stuff, but man, I'm just trying to drive a point home. Like, yo, you gain the whole world and now you lose yourself. For what should it profit a man? What should it profit a man? For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Get there. To live is Christ and to die is gain. So stop trying to find meaning to life outside God. You ain't finding it nowhere. So stop trying to seek to find meaning in life outside God. Because God gives this very life very significant meaning. And that makes a difference in anyone's life. So man, I pray for you, and I'm praying for myself. And on this journey of life, not knowing how much time we got left, you know, before we could transition to different life. You know, we have no idea, but I pray for you and I pray for me that till then, we're going to make every deliberate effort to seek for God, to find God, to discover God, and to follow God, and just to make this life that we are living all about God, because it's all about Him. You know, before I started recording this episode, I got reminded of the song by, you know, Michael W. Smith, you know, coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. You know, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? It's all about it, man. And I pray that's going to be the reality of your life. Let it all be about God. Let it all be about Jesus. And I promise you, life has more meaning when it's all about God, when it's all about Jesus. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.